So, you know, getting feedback from people helps to understand where people are and what they're thinking and the process on the path, you know. The whole body the whole body is fitly framed together as a type and shadow of what's happening in the body of Christ. Your hand, your feet, your legs, your arms, etc., etc. So the whole body is a fitly framed unit, just like a car has many parts, just like a ship, just like a train, just like a corporation. Everything has many parts that fit into a whole. Many parts fit into the whole. Now, if you read the Bible, you'll come across a chapter that talks about all the parts are for the edifying of everyone. All the members of the body of Christ are for the edifying of each other, to build up the body of Christ. Some teachers, some pastors, some evangelists, some singers, everybody has a gift. And I wish somebody would tell me how the gift to get rid of this buzzing sound when I don't have the seatbelt. Hold on, I've got to get some gas and I got to deal with these motorcycles. So I'm going to put this on pause. I don't really feel like talking right now, but this has to go out. Jesus is source, and Jesus spoke it all into existence. That means everything's a piece cut off from Jesus, a piece torn off. Jesus spoke it all into existence, and by him all things consist, and all things are held together. So he spoke it, and that means everything's a piece torn off. That's the creation. That's the human. That's the animals. That's the buildings. That's the mind. That's the spirit, soul, angels, demons. Everything's a piece torn off. Now, because it was the Lamb slain before the foundation world, you see there's a negative. Jesus is not negative. Jesus has no sin, but he had to become sin for us. And so the Lamb slain, there you see at the cross a negative part of the sine wave. They're trying to talk to each other, four people with their motorcycles running, like, man, How you gonna talk when you got noise? That's a type and shadow of how the world's got all this noise and they try to talk. It's kind of like you go on a date and you go to a movie and you don't talk to the person. What'd you say? The movie's too loud. It's not about really getting to know the person. It's just the when you're young, you go to a movie and you don't even know the person. You get married young, you don't even know who you're marrying, because there's no communication, just flesh. It's nothing to do with the soul and the character, because you see somebody pretty and you think they got good character, when usually it's the opposite. I hate to tell you that. Not always, but, you know, it shouldn't be, but it is. The reason is probably the devil attacks somebody. If anybody has the name Christina, the devil will attack that person. It doesn't matter how it's spelled. C-H-R-I-S-T, C-H-R-Y, K-H-R-Y. Anybody with the name Christina or Christian or something like that, the devil's going to attack that person. And usually that person has a problem with drinking. 99% chance that person usually has a drinking problem. I've tried the spirits. I know what I'm talking about. I've made the observation. Back to what I'm saying. So that applies even to creation. So creation itself is a piece cut off. And so creation can be used to bring yourself back to wholeness. So just like all the members of the body of Christ are used in this process, haven't eaten anything. I need to go get me something good to eat. Somewhere I never eat before. Something new. Not new, but new to me. Just like all the members of the body of Christ are fitly framed together for the edification of the body, the creation itself is fitly framed together for the edification of the human. The heavens declare the glory of God. So when you look at a tree or a car or a cat or a dog, everything is an object lesson from the spirit plane because Jesus spoke it all into existence. So everything has to point back to Jesus and his program and his body, and the types and shadows, the object lessons of what's happening in God's program, right? So everything is an object lesson. Now, without the Holy Spirit, you can't see that everything points to Jesus. So that's why the humans that aren't saved, who are pretty smart, or the devil gave them some kind of fake Illuminati light, they can see that it points back to something, and the devil's going to tell them it points back to them. The devil's going to tell the human who's not saved that he enlightens with Lucy light, fake light, that it points back to them that they should worship themselves. But the whole goal is that Lucifer wants to be worshipped. And Lucifer lies to the unregenerate, unsaved, hell-bound Philistine sinner, reprobate, lost, whatever, all the above. The devil lies to those people to get them to worship themselves because the devil's trying to make a copy of himself because he worships himself and he wants to be worshipped. And notice the queen bee and the narcissist and the Jezebel. They all want to be worshipped. The musicians, Lady Gaga, they all want to have minions. They want to be worshipped, you know. The common denominator is clear because just like you can rightly divide the word of truth and get to source and see that it's all about Jesus and his program and it's not about me or you or it's not about any individual. It's a bigger program. And so when you see there's a bigger program, through the Word of God, because you got the Holy Spirit to teach you, when you see there's a bigger program, then you can take that fractal truth and apply it to the creation. You know there's a bigger program in creation. And so you can see everything in creation fitly framed together, working towards the birthing of babies. And then, once the baby's born, birthing spiritual babies. So the machine that God created, Mother Earth, machine, matter, the machine that God created is, number one, those who split the matrix are mine. He knew that man would fall. He knew man needed a system that was a reflection of what he could understand. So it's a fallen system in time. So Eve dropped us down into time. So she's got the 28-day cycle. The moon goes around the earth 28 days. Why? Mother, and you pay your bills every 28 days, your credit card bill. Why? Because it's the birthing process to teach you how to be a human, considerate of other people, and respectful. That's why we have law, the letter killeth. To teach the flesh criminals how to do right, who wasn't raised by their mom or their daddy, and they were just wild brute beast. So the law is for them. So the whole system is a cyclic system to try to teach you how to be a human. It will cut you. It will turn you. It will bring you into union with somebody who will cut you and turn you. It will cause you to flow and get out of bed and do some work and move your body. The system will force you to be flowing and turning and cutting and turning and union. And you got a union with something down here to function. At first, you're union with your bloodline. Then you get union with somebody else. And if you get divorced, and you get union with a job or you get union. if somebody dies, you're back by yourself again. And so you've got to, most of this stuff, though, that's happening to you is to force you to look above. Not most of it, all of it, all of it. Everything that is happening to you to force you to set your affections above, even the heavens declare the glory of God. So all the fitly framed parts of this machine, the cut, the turn, the union, the flow, the jobs, the marriages, the babies, the birthing, the education, the nations, everything that's happening around you is to turn you and force you to flow and to seek those things that are above. Everything. The Bible, the Holy Spirit, everything. Conviction, preachers, legalistic preachers, even the cults, the isms, because you can't keep the law. And the cult and the ism is designed to give you a place to feel like you have some kind of identity until you get your true identity. So the cult is even being used by God, because you're going to cry out to God and say, I can't keep the rules. I can't climb the totem pole. I can't be good enough. And the pastor's saying, be good enough, be good enough. And you say, Lord, I can't. And he's saying, now you're ready to be born again, and you're ready to die to self, and you're ready to be saved, and you're ready to rise above it. Because right now, you're below it. You're falling under it. Below it is destroying you. You can't keep up. Lord, I can't quit smoking. Lord, I can't quit drinking. Why are you doing it anyway? It's an identity. It's a habit. It's a false identity. You get you go out there and you hold that cigarette in your mouth. You get your false identity. Look, I'm cool. I'm smoking a cigarette. I'm cool. I'm smoking a doobie. I'm cool. I'm drinking a Budweiser. I'm cool. I'm going to a football game, basketball game. These are all false identities. You don't even know it. You don't even know it. It's an AI program. And so God uses the AI flesh mind to cut each other. God uses the AI program, flesh mind, to cut and turn and face off with each other to birth in spiritual babies. That's why a husband and wife fight most of the time, or argue, because they're cutting each other. They don't even know why they're fighting. I love them, but they make me so mad, because they're cutting you back to source. They're turning you. They're saying, get up out of bed and wash them dishes. Get up out of bed and mow that yard. Go to work. Submit to the boss. Die daily. Clean them clothes. Wash them clothes. Wash them dishes. Quit being lazy. Quit blaming others. Quit being on the phone gossiping with your mama. It ain't beneficial to your soul. But everybody gets mad at the other one when they're just actually helping them, pushing them higher. Fitly framed together to build up. Most homes are cults. Let me just throw that out there. If you want to know why, I can explain it. Most houses are cults. And I'm not talking about the man or the woman. Most of them are just cults. Because most people want to get married and they don't want to interact with the outside world. They want their little box if they want any interference, you know. But imagine two sick people enabling another sick person. They never grow. How can two sick people enable each other? They just keep getting sick, more sick and more sick. Everything is fitly framed together to push you higher into a flow, into a union with God, into a flow with the Spirit. But you have to first go through the natural plane. And those same truths are happening in the natural to get you to grow up, to be good on a job, to be good in a marriage. Not good that it's your own strength, but a good that comes from an inner knowing. You know it's good to love your wife. You know it's good to submit to your husband. You know it's good to submit to the boss. You know it's good to be a team player on the job. There will come a time when you know why things happen the way they happen and what's beneficial, not under legalism. Not under legalism, but because you know what's good, what's right, what's beneficial. You know what's beneficial because you played the game. You played the game enough. You played the game enough. But most people are just flesh creatures and brute beasts, and they cut each other and they destroy each other, and they never want to grow because they don't want to be introspective. They want to blame everybody else for their junk. So as you look out at the universe, the earth, the matrix, the object lessons, the trees, the cats, the dogs, the buildings, the churches, the nation states, everything, as you look out, you know it's a birthing process to bring people from brute beast to a normal human, and then it's a birthing process to bring a human from a natural creature to a spiritual creature. From a carnal Christian to a spirit Christian, spirit-filled Christian, because a carnal Christian acts just like the world. And they have no really understanding of really why they do what they do. They're just AI programs running off their bloodline, their culture line. Everybody's running on a program. Now, some programs you need, your body needs, and you need fast reflexes. Somebody throws something at you, you need to be able to catch it. So there's some good programs. Some bad programs, which most people are walking in.